This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces began the month of June with a fresh aerial bombardment of Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The sound of explosions were heard over Kyiv as ground launch missiles killed several people and wounded others, according to authorities. The Kyiv city administration reported one child was among the dead. Local resident Nikita Maslun woke up at 3 a.m. to the sound of the strikes. He saw a fire and a smashed door, and he told the AP, "I woke up my mum and ran to the corridor. Then we came down and went out. We saw people running. Windows were shattered and balconies were destroyed." The casualty toll was the most from one attack on Kyiv in the past month. In May, Russian forces reportedly attacked Ukraine's capital 17 times with drones and missiles. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Senate could vote in the coming hours on a measure to suspend the government's borrowing limit until early 2025 to avert a first-ever default when the United States, runs out of cash in 4 days to pay its bills. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted on Wednesday night to allow the government to continue to borrow more money over the next year and a half to meet its financial obligations. The legislation would extend the borrowing authority to January 2, 2025. One Senate leader, Democrat Dick Durbin, said he expects the bill to be approved by the Senate Thursday night or Friday. He said passing the bill is the responsible thing to do for the country. Both Democratic and Republican leaders of the Senate are calling for swift passage so the bill can be sent to President Joe Biden to sign into law. More on this story at our website, voanews.com.